وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of a human being in the Holy Quran. In the previous episode, we ended up talking about the concept of fitra in the Holy Quran, and we said that is a unique teaching in Islam up to my limits of the research that I have made. That there is an element within our soul that guides us toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you remember, we said that it's not the name that the fitra is referring to, it's the entity and being. And we said that for the most part, people bury their fitra, or fitra is buried automatically and naturally under different layers of, carnal desires and other heedlessness that is there. And according to the verses of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, there are moments in life that those layers of carnal desires and heedlessness and forgetfulness get away, and we can have access to fitra. And one of those moments is the stormy seas argument, or for example, crashing plane, or limit situations or border situations, as they put it in existential philosophy, that the true soul of the person comes up. It is also possible that people develop a second nature. The first nature of everyone is a God-given innate nature of fitra, original understanding, awareness of the existence of a higher being responsible for the nurturing, responsible for the creation. But it is very possible that people not just bury down their fitra, but actually develop a second nature. These people, even at the time of difficulty, it's difficult for them to remember that being, because they have turned into another thing. But it doesn't happen overnight. It's for like very few people that get into viciousness to those levels that even at the depth of their heart, at the hardest moment of life, they don't find any trace of God. This is very difficult, but the possibility is there, especially according to some later philosophical schools in the Islamic theology and philosophy, like transcendent school, it's possible according to substantial motion of the soul. It's possible. So one argument from fitra was the argument of the stormy seas. And we only needed that thought experiment in order to take away all those curtains of desire and forgetfulness and heedlessness. Because if you remember in the verse of the Holy Quran, أَنْتَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنْ كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant from the children of Adam, referred to as the realm of Dhar, وَأَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, God made them a witness over themselves. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا, we bear witness that you are our Lord. And then at the end of the verses, أَنْتَقُولْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنْ كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ, and the day of judgment, you will claim that we were unaware of this. Being unaware of something or being heedless to something is different than not knowing it. So on the day of judgment, they don't say that we didn't know. They know that this is not an acceptable excuse because they knew it, but they forgot it. There's a difference between ignorance and forgetfulness. So what happens with fitra is forgetfulness. And there's only a need for taking away this forgetfulness, bringing in that awareness. For that, residing, already existing knowledge and awareness to come up and show itself. And that happens in the example of the stormy seas. The second argument based on Fetra, we will talk about it in the next segment of the episode after the break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the second argument from Fetra, and that is based on the yearning for perfection. Now, some Muslim philosophers, they put it like this. They say that human being by nature has a limitless yearning for perfection, meaning that if you desire something and you're given that thing, after a while, you're going to feel fed up with it. And you're going to need more of that thing or another thing in order to feel happy. So this is a continuous and endless way of feeling unhappy and for a short period of time feeling happy and then again unhappy. And it goes on throughout the life of a person, even the richest person on earth. Throughout his or her life, she or he feels that they need to achieve more. And even if they stop themselves, they cannot deny that the desire is already there. They have a yearning for that perfection. If there's an example, they say, if you're given the earth, if somebody gives you the whole earth, and you're told that there's another planet that you can achieve, that you can go and live in or you can possess, at the bottom of your heart, you find a desire to have it as well. And it doesn't stop. That is because the yearning for perfection in human being is limitless. But the fact is that we mistake certain things for perfection. We think that our perfection is to possess things. Some people think that the perfection is to have as many as possible relationships with people or other things that people have, different things in dunya that they have. So they say this, and there's no match for this inner limitless yearning for perfection within human soul and human heart. And it indicates the existence of something that can quench this thirst. The material world is not capable of quenching the thirst. If a person is thirsty, you don't need to prove to him that water exists. The thirst itself is enough evidence for the existence of water. When a person is thirsty, he knows that there should be something to quench this, and that thing is water. And only if we understand the thirst that we have for limitless perfection, we realize that there should be a limitless perfection to quench our thirst. And it's like the example of a person who feels thirsty, but fills his stomach with, salty water, and it doesn't get happy. And there's this analogy of dunya to salty water in our riwayat, that as much as he takes it, he doesn't get quenched, and his thirst is doubled. So this is also true about the existence of God. Again, we are not proving the name or the ideological different minute particularities. We're talking about the existence of that limitless perfection that can be proven appealing to the existence of this indication within our soul that is an inner yearning for that limitless perfection. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, until next episode, place me in your du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي